The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Rosh Kollel of Kollel Oil Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Barry Cohn of Los Angeles, California, in memory of their esteemed brother, Rav Menachem Mendel ben Rav Yosef Yitzchak Isaac Cohn Zatzal, Baal Mechaber Sefer Ateres Avi. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for his neshama.
Day and a few tests. Top of the Amud, the Gemara brings a brayso. Tana Rabbanon, Kalisha Nitma Meir of Yantiv, Ein Matfilan Oisei Ben Hashmoshes. Rav Shimon Shazuri argues on this, but Tanakama says that a keli which became Tomei before Yantiv, it's also to be matbalit, to immerse it in a mikvah, not only on Yantiv, but even Ben Hashmoshes, at the beginning of Yantiv. Ben Hashmoshes is the time between the time which is Vaday, which is certainly day of Erev Yantiv, and the time which is Vaday Laila, which is certainly night of Yantiv. So it's a Zman of Safik. Still, the Braisa says it's also to be Matbel Keli in that time period. Now, this halacha of doing malachas or isurim ben hashmashas is somewhat complex. There are different categories of malachas, so let's try to clarify a little bit the halachas. So basically, there are three categories of malacha, of isurim, regarding ben hashmashas. The first thing we should say very clearly is that something which is an issur d'oraisa, to do a malacha, to cook up a pot of soup, is absolutely forbidden ben hashmashas. Nothing to talk about, no question. Everything we're going to discuss is talking about isurim d'rabbanan, or shavus, things which the Chachamim said one's not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yantiv. What is the halacha regarding ben hashmashas, as man which is a suffix, which is questionable whether Shabbos or Yantiv has yet begun? So there are three categories of isurim. There is one category of malachas, of isurim, I should say, which are mutar. There's a category of isurim which are aser. And then there's a category of isurim which in general are aser, but under certain conditions are mutar. That condition is either that it's being done for a mitzvah, or a person is tarud v'nechbas, a person is very troubled, very bothered by the fact that he won't be able to do it, so the chachamim are lenient and allow him to do it ben hashmashas. The category of things which are mutter to do ben hashmashas is to create an erev chatzeres, to take off meiser from demai, and to do hatmana, to insulate a pat with something which is not meiser hevel, because if it is Maisef Hevel, if it does add heat, then of course it's also even Erev Shabbos. So something which is not Maisef Hevel, which is not add heat, just maintains the heat like a towel, would be mutter to do ben hashmashas. Okay, that's the first category of isurim which are mutter ben hashmashas. Each one of these has a reason we're not going to go into now. The second category is those isurim which are also ben hashmashas, and those are to remove an eruv from a reish hakana, from the top of a reed, or like the top of a tree. The second one is haitzah, pachas mi dalat amas, to carry something more than 4 amas in the street, but less than 4 amas at a time, which is an issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. Or malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, any kind of malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, we're not going to go into that now. And according to some paiskim, to be ma'arav and erev tchum. These are the isurim which are definitely aser ben hashmashas. Okay, so this is a somewhat limited list. Everything else, which is aser midrabanan, falls into the third category. And there the halacha is, it is aser to do a shavus. However, in case of mitzvah or tarud v'nechbaz, it's mutter, as we said before. Okay. Now, there's a machlekes rishayim, the Mordechai brings a machlekes rishayim. If it's mutter in a case where we're saying you're allowed to do a shavus ben hashmashas, let's say category 3, any issur which was not included in the first two categories, which we're saying is mutter for a mitzvah or tarud v'nechbaz, there's a machlekes rishayim if it's mutter to do them in a case where the person was already mekabel Shabbos. In other words, ben hashmashas is also b'malacha, even if it's not mekabel anything. It's a time when it's a suffix, possibly Shabbos already. So obviously you can't do isurim. But we're saying you could do certain isurim, l'tzarech mitzvah, for example. However, if a person was mekabel Shabbos, he said, it's different by fanam of kabbal Shabbos. It could be, he said kabbal Shabbos, he said by v'shalayim, is mashir, or he davened ma'ariv, or he made kiddush, or he bench licht, or he just said, I am mekabel Shabbos, or any of the methods of kabbal Shabbos. According to some Rishonim, once you do that, you are no longer able to do shvusim even on tzarech mitzvah. So as we said, this is a machlokes rishonim. In Simin Shin Tzad Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch brings both days, both opinions, and he's not machriya, he does not say what the halach is. However, in Simin Resh Samach Aleph, the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch, brings the shita of the machmirim, and he says it's osur. He is machriya that it is osur to do any shvus after one was mekabel Shabbos. So there's a stira here, there's a contradiction in the Shulchan Aruch. In one place he's telling you it's osur, in another place he tells you it's a machlekes. So obviously the Achronim already asked the kasha, and there are various terutzim that are given. The Dogel Merivavo answers that the difference is what was a person mekabel. He's mechadish that there are two ways of being mekabel Shabbos. A person could be mekabel Shabbos by saying, "I am mekabel Shabbos." Okay, that's one way. Another way of being mekabel Shabbos is by saying, "Not I am mekabel Shabbos. I am mekabel Tosefes Shabbos." There's a mitzvah. Whether it's deraisa or derabanan, there's a mitzvah of being meisif on Shabbos. A person could add on to Shabbos. So, when a person says, "I want to add on to Shabbos," he's not saying, "I want Shabbos." He's saying, "I want a separate Shabbos. I want the extra Shabbos." That is different than being mekabel Shabbos. That's what the Dogma Rav says. So therefore, he says, if a person was mekabel Shabbos, then it does not have a halacha ben hashmashas anymore. So therefore, shavusim are awesome. However, if he was only mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, then we have the halachas that shvusin are mutter under the circumstances that we mentioned before. The Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Samach Aleph, Sifta Zayin, says that he doesn't understand any reason to be mechalak to say this difference. Either he's mekabel Shabbos, he's not mekabel Shabbos. What's the difference if it's Shabbos or Tosefes Shabbos? Shabbos is Shabbos. He says it doesn't make any difference. However, the pshat, the understanding of the Dogma Revova, is really found in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Kuntres Achren, Reish Samach Aleph, Kuntres Achren, Ois Gimel, and also in the Netziv, in his Tshuva, Meshav Dabar, Chelek Aleph, Simul Chav Beis. And they explain it as follows. If a person daven Meiriv, which is the case, let's say, in over here in Reish Samach Aleph, when we're saying that it's also, when a person davens Meiriv, even if it's not Vadei Laila yet, even if it's still Ben Hashmashas, he's declaring that for me it's night. If you're declaring that for you it's night, that means you're saying it's not Ben Hashmashas. You're declaring, you're accepting upon yourself, Kedusha Shabbos, Lagamri, completely. Now it's Shabbos 100%. If we're going to say now, if you daven Meiriv, or you are Mekabel Shabbos, Kedusha Shabbos, that's going to be a tarkei disaster. That'll be a contradiction. You can't do that. If you are Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, if you just do a Mekabel Shabbos without davening Meiriv, then we could say all you meant was Tosefes Shabbos, and in Tosefes Shabbos you can have the leniencies of Ben Hashmashas. That's the Hagdara, that is the understanding of what the Dogma Rebbe is saying. Now, you may ask, who said there's such a thing as Kabbalah Shabbos without Tosefes Shabbos? Maybe every time a person is Mekabel Shabbos before it's Vaday Laila, that in itself is Tosefes Shabbos. Who says there's anything else? So the Rav Shulchan Aruch brings three Mekairis, three sources for such a concept. Number one, from the Rambam. The Rambam does not hold of Tosefes Shabbos, only Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. But the Gemara says in Brachos Chavzayin Mebei that if the Meiriv, you're not allowed to do Melacha. If you daven Meiriv, Erev Shabbos, before it's night, even if it's Vada Yoim, it's the sun is shining, if you daven Meiriv, you have to plag a Mincha, which a lot of people do in the summertime. If the Meiriv, you're not allowed to do Melacha. But the Rambam holds he's not Tosefes Shabbos. So what do you see from here? That even without Tosefes Shabbos, there's something called Kabbalah Shabbos. That's his first raya. The second raya is, you find by Tanesim, by a Tainis. The halacha is if a person is Mekabel a Tainis, let's say Tisha B'Av, he's Mekabel Tisha B'Av, before it got dark, Erev Tisha B'Av. You're not allowed to eat. The Tainis is Chal. How can you say the Tainis is Chal? There's no Tosefes, there's no halacha of Tosefes by a Tainis, besides Yom Kippur. So what do you see? You see that the person is Mekabel, he could begin the Tainis. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch says the same thing by Shabbos. And the third and final source he brings is from Simon Lamed, where it says that the halacha is you're not allowed to wear tefillin at night. And some places can say that if you daven Meiriv, you daven Meiriv when it was still day, even though it's still day, but since you made it night through davening Meiriv, you're not allowed to wear tefillin anymore. So, once again, you see, there's such a thing as being mekabel, that is the next day, even though here it's not even a Shabbos, or even a Tainis, it's just the person saying, to me it's Laila, to me it's night. Once you declare it's night, you may not wear tefillin because you treat it as night.
So those are the rayas, the sources for this mahalach. However, the Mishabura does not bring this teretz at all, this whole teretz of the Dogma Mirvavo, and the mahalach of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, and the Meshav Dover from the Nesiv, he doesn't bring any of this. Okay, so Mishabura does bring the kasha. Again, the kasha was that the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tzad Gimel brings a machlekes, whether you could do a Shmosif to Kabbal Shabbos, but in Resh Tanochalot, he's machmir. What do we do with this kasha? So the Mishabura brings a different teretz. And that is the teretz of the Eli Rabba and the Chida and Machzuk Brocha. Very simple teretz. He says there's a difference whether the entire tzibur was makabal, the whole kehila was makabal, or it's a kabbalah of a yachad of an individual. He says that it's only osur, we only treat it like Shabbos, beyond the Hashmashas, if it was like a case of Baruchu, where the whole tzibur, Davin and Shul, Meirv, they said Baruchu together. So therefore, that makes it Shabbos, as opposed to an individual makabal Shabbos, that's more lenient, and then you could still do Shvusim ben Hashmashas. That's the teretz of the Eli Rabba and Machzuk Brocha, and that's what the Mishabura brings. However, both of these teretz of Mashver, the teretz of the Dogma Rebbe and this teretz, if you look in the Makairis over here, it does not work out very well. Because the words of the Mechaber in Shin Tzad Gimel is straight from the Torah, which is straight from the Marcha. And the words of the Mechaber in Resh Tamachalva are also straight from the Marcha. So how can you possibly say that they're talking about two different cases? It's all back to the Marcha. In Shin Tzad Gimel, he's bringing both days of the Marcha. And here he's bringing only one day of the Marcha. But it's the same case. How can you tell me here it's a Tzibur, here it's a Yachid? Or here it's Tasefes Shabbat, and here it's Shabbat. It's all the same case. It's the same Marcha. And I saw that the Machzuk Brocha himself, from the Chidah, he himself is this Kasha. And he says a Deichiv Teretz. So, the Goyin over here seems to have a different Mahalach. If you look in the Bir HaGron, Simen Shin Tzad Gimel, he says very clearly that the Shulchan Aruch is a Stira. But he doesn't seem bothered by it. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Tzad Gimel brings a Machlekes, and Resh Tamachal is Machriya. And the Goyin seems very happy with this. It doesn't stem. This is a theory, this is a contradiction, but it's not a problem. Why not? So the answer is very simple, because the emesis that you find in many places where the Shulchan Aruch does this, that in one place he brings a Machlekes, and elsewhere he'll be Machriya, he'll pass in the Machlekes. For example, if you look in Tafresh Mem Vav and Mishabrus of Cotton Bays, there's an example. The Sefer Or Letzion, in the beginning of Chelek Beis, in the Chuvas, in his Psicha, he brings many examples of this. And especially over here, that in Shin Tzad Gimel, he's quoting Lashon HaTor. The Shulchan Aruch is quoting the words of the Torah, verbatim. And that we know that's the Derech. That's what the Shulchan Aruch does in many places. That he'll quote an earlier Pesach, whether it's a Torah or a Rambam or other Rishonim, even if he doesn't agree with it completely. This the Yad Yehuda says in Simen Tzadik Beis, Yerodei Tzadik Beis, in the beginning of Tazayin, and in Simen Kuf Yud, Tzif Katan Zayin, Yehuda says this, and you see this in the Mishnah Berurah as well, in Simen Shin Yud Ches, Tzif Katan Samach Beis, and also in Tafresh Mem Vav, Tzif Katan Beis, that we mentioned before. So, the Shulchan Aruch does it, so maybe if we were writing a Sefer, we wouldn't write it like that, but it doesn't matter what we would want to do. This is what the Shulchan Aruch did, as you see in many, many places. So, although other Achrayim very often are Nidchak, they try to answer these stiras, but you see, in many places, the Bir HaGro does not do this. He says the Shulchan Aruch is a stira, and it's fine. That's the way he wrote it. What's the halacha? The Mishabur in the end of the Bir HaLacha, in the end of Simen Resh Samach Aleph, says that when there's another tzad suffik, if you have another reason to be lenient, you can be lenient about this shayla. However, it's not so clear in the Bir HaLacha if he means to be lenient completely, meaning even if it was a Kabbalah of a tzibur, or only if it was a Kabbalah of a Yachid, like the Chilik that we mentioned before that the Mishabura brings. However, if you look in the Mishabura in Simen Shin Mem Beis, and in Simen Tov Kuf Chav Zayin Tzif Katan Dalet, I think it will be apparent to you that you'll see that the Mishabura was only matter in the case of Kabbalah's Yachid, but by Kabbalah's Tzibur, he would not be matter even with another Tzad Safik. However, La Halacha, B'shasat Chag Godel, in case of great extreme need, there is room to be mekel even by Kabbalah's Tzibur, based on a Derech HaChaim, which the Mishabura quotes in Shaar Tzion, Tav Kuf Chav Zayin, Sefkot Yud. You take a look there, you'll see that there is room to be lenient even in such a case. And just to end off, let's just clarify one more point. We mentioned before that all of this is only mutter, of course, in a case of mitzvah or great need. What does it mean, mokum mitzvah? What's considered a mitzvah? So there's a little bit of a steer in the Mishabura about this. In Resh Tamachalos of Katan Dalet, the Mishabura brings from the Rav Shulchan Aruch It sounds like he's talking about a case only where the person doesn't know what to eat for Shabbos, so he won't be able to be mekayim suda the Shabbos. However, in Shin Mem Beis, in the Bir Halacha and in the Shaar Tzion, it's clear, he brings up machlokes about this, but it's very clear over there that he holds that it's not necessarily such a case where a person has absolutely nothing to eat. Anything which will enhance his Einik Shabbos is mutter. So even if he has a suda, but he doesn't have dessert, or he has one food, he wants another food, that is all going to be mutter. So in Reish Samach Aleph, he was simply quoting the Lashon of the Rav Shulchan Aruch, as he does in many places, but La Halacha, I don't think he was being medactic over there to Paschal like the Rav Shulchan Aruch about this. But in Simon Shin Mem Beis, where he brings a whole discussion about it, there he's clearly coming to Paschal, so I think that...
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.